This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 156 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great local historian Frank Fitzsimmons, so we merely call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, the Reverend J. Harold Smith and the area's first great tent meetings. One of the problems of being an early morning radio man is once you've punched your card, you can't ever reset your biological clock. On weekends, on vacations, even in retirement, you still find yourself wide awake in the wee hours of the morning, and worse, the antecedent is that you're sound asleep before 9 at night. Now, talking to the cat only causes the cat to view you with great suspicion. Many times I explore the current offerings on the radio in the wee hours, and back in the winter I dialed in WAGI Waggy in Gaffney, South Carolina. They have a very unusual format. They have gospel and religion at night, and they play country music all day. And back this winter morning I dialed across the station at about 4 or 5 o'clock, and lo and behold, there's the Reverend Mays Jackson. Now, Mays grew up in Hendersonville, and in addition to his evangelistic work, Mays has quite an impressive radio lineup. If I remember correctly, Mays' opening included the sound of giant 18-wheelers segueing into gospel music. Mays is very much an old-time fundamentalist and still utilizes fervent exhortation in his delivery. I listened to Mays' program, which was an edited part of one of his evangelistic meetings. And then, immediately following Mays, was the Reverend J. Harold Smith. Now, Harold Smith's greatest years in Hendersonville goes back a bit beyond 50 years, which would make Harold, 80 years old or better, but he's still going strong. And Harold Smith was still listed as living in Hendersonville in the 1946 phone book that showed his number as being 494W, and his house was on Allen Road. J. Harold Smith brought the giant tent meeting concept to Hendersonville, took up a half a city block on Church Street across from the jail, and his meetings would go on all summer. I remember he'd ask folks who stayed in their cars that could hear him to blow their horn if they wanted to make an offering, and they'd send ushers out to the car. I don't know whether Robbie Farquhar got the idea from him or not, but that routine where, with pins on it, the ushers would pass a clothesline over the audience, and folks could stand and pin paper money onto the wires that passed overhead. I think that was Harold's idea. After that, the plates would be passed, and the ushers would then joke, "Okay, now the chicken feed." Harold's greatest moment came when he moved his meeting to Main Street, where on a Monday night, the street dance was taking place in the usual block between 3rd and 4th Avenue, and Harold got permission to hold a revival meeting between 1st and 2nd Avenue in front of the courthouse on Main Street. Most of the throng of spectators would simply walk back and forth between the two blocks to compare how each activity was doing. Harold also staged a mass march on City Hall to protest Sunday movies, but Mayor Al Edwards simply had the fire department to unreel the fire hoses, and the sight of them broke the meeting up. Harold later broadcast over the ex-superpower stations in Mexico, whose signals were beamed into the Ozarks. These were the stations Dr. Brinkley used after he had had his success with crazy water crystals, which was nothing really but Epsom salts. And Dr. Brinkley was peddling goat glands, which he promised would restore vibrant virility even to old men. At one time, on the Canton radio station we owned, WWIT, we had a program by the Reverend Preston Garrett, who was from upstate South Carolina, and Preston had tried using XERA, Chihuahua, Mexico, and he said even though you'd get mail by the 18-wheeler truckload by the time the various levels of Mexican bureaucracy went through and took their cut, there was nothing left. When I listened to J. Harold Smith back this past winter as he broadcast on WAGI Gaffney, he was promoting a great revival, which I believe was to be staged near Dollywood. Harold Smith didn't have the record for big tents, however. That honor would go to the Reverend Hyman Appleman, a converted Jewish Christian evangelist, who would stage a gigantic two-week meeting under the biggest tent ever seen in Hendersonville. It was set up where Dietz Field is today and could seat 2,500 people. It was just after the war, and I was still a member of that 5220 club. As a returning vet, if you didn't have a full-time job, you got $20 a week for 52 weeks. And that went right along with your ruptured duct discharge pin. I agreed to work with the sponsoring organization in promotion, public relations, and as a general pitch man. After working with Hyman Appleman every day, I became enormously impressed with the man. He was a brilliant man and was the epitome of sincerity and dedication. It was interdenominationally sponsored, and a committee was responsible for auditing all monies received. Appleman received only a love offering at the conclusion of the two-week revival. There was a huge choir and more flowers on stage than Jimmy Swaggart or Oral Roberts had ever seen. It was a memorable experience for me getting to know Hyman Appleman and being involved with a tremendously successful effort that had all the integrity of a Billy Graham crusade. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.